last Sunday, sorry, 2 Sundays ago, we talked about living the life of overcomer. And we started off by saying that we are overcomers because Jesus overcame. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Lord Jesus said to the disciples, "Don't be afraid. I have overcome the world."
Amen.
So us being overcomers is deeply rooted in the fact that Jesus overcame.
Yeah.
And so every time you face a situation and you want to remember that you're an overcomer, you need to say, "I'm an overcomer because Jesus has overcome."
Amen.
Also, you'll remember that, had a look at the second slide. The second slide, which showed different things that we overcome. Of course, one of the things we overcome is Satan, because Jesus overcame Satan. And so this morning I'm going to focus. You know, it's one of those funny things that we don't talk very much about Satan. Because, of course, many are, you're afraid. Some are afraid. But, you know, you need to know who your enemy is. If you go to war, you need to know who your enemy is. The strategy your enemy uses, the way that he attacks. If you don't know how he operates, the Bible says that we're not ignorant of the devices of the enemy.
Yeah.
You know what that means? That means, hey, we're not fools. Yeah. We know the strategy of the enemy.
Yeah.
If you know the strategy of the enemy, then you know how to preempt his actions, and then you know how to tackle it. So it is important for us to look at how we overcome Satan. Now, I will start by saying this. Look, Satan is not a friend. I'm going to tell you a few things about Satan this morning. Okay, the first thing is this. The first account that we have find of Satan is actually in the book of Genesis. When you read about Satan in the form of a serpent, tempting Adam and Eve. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, but you see, later on in the scripture, in two passages, you will find a little bit more about Satan. And you'll find that Satan was a fallen angel. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 9, it was said that, and this is preempted in Isaiah 14, 11, it was said of Satan that he was thrown out of heaven. John said, "I saw an angel, and the angel of the Lord came and fought against against Satan and threw him out of heaven, and also his troops with him." Satan did not come to earth alone. He was cast out of heaven with the whole troop of fallen angels that came, that were thrown onto the earth with him. And you know, there are other things you'll find about Satan. You know, he's not a friend. He's a deadly enemy. And there are a few things that we'll read about him later. You see, Satan's intention is to destroy man.
That's right.
And in that Revelation 12, it said that much. That the one that's thrown onto the earth to destroy believers, to destroy people that God has made. Something that is a funny ghost that goes, ooh, in the night. No, he's a deadly enemy.
Right.
He's a deadly enemy. He's a powerful spirit,
yeah.
Okay, who leads a host of organized troops of fallen angels and demons arrayed at targeting the people of God. The Bible calls him a few names. You'll find that he's called other names. He's called the devil. He's called the prince of this world. He's called the evil one. There are quite a few things that the devil is known by. All of them not very good. Hallelujah. You'll find other things, a liar, a murderer, all sorts of terrible things. But what we need to know is that, look, sometimes we fight each other and we don't understand what is behind some of the things that happen. I want you to know that our greatest enemy is not the person who doesn't greet you, is not the person who looks at you one way. All those are little. The greatest enemy we fight is Satan. And if we understand that, then it'll even help us in our relationship with each other. You know, one of the things that opened my eyes was when the Lord Jesus, he was talking about his death, and Peter put his mouth in and said, "Oh, no, Lord." And what did Jesus say? He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." You see, the Lord Jesus saw behind Peter. He knew that it was not Peter that was speaking. There was a power that was speaking through Peter. If it was you and I, we'll say, "How dare you talk to me like that, Peter? What do you mean I'm not going to die?" No. The Lord Jesus was not fighting Peter. The Lord Jesus saw the power that was behind Peter. Because it was that same power that tempted him in the account that we just read. When he said, "Oh, pick up the stone and turn it into bread and jump." You know, he was tempting him. And here was Satan again when the Lord Jesus was facing the cross. And who did he speak through? Peter. Say, "Oh, no, no, you're not going to die. Come on, you're not going to die. You're the Son of God." The same deceitful words coming out of it. But the Lord Jesus saw behind it. Say, "Get thee behind me, Satan." You know, our adversary is not each other. It's not the people that don't smile at us. We need to see behind all that. The enemy that wants to destroy us is Satan.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Come on, get excited, folks. If we know what the strategy of our enemy is, then we know how to overcome him.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are other facts we need to know. Look, God cursed him. You remember in the garden when after tempting Adam and Eve,
yeah,
the Lord Jesus, Father God spoke against him, isn't it? And he said, "You serpent, you'll crawl on your belly, different from all other animals."
Yeah.
And the man will, what did he say about man? Cross your head. Hallelujah. So ever since then, some of us have been practicing it on snakes. Amen. But you know, this is, I know that some in some church cultures, you know, they pick up serpents and so on. But I remember as a young man, I was in school and I was at the boarding house and we had these big trees and so on. And from time to time, when you were trying to pick mangoes, sometimes a snake would drop, you know. And we learned never to be afraid of snakes. And you just looked at it and you kicked it. Particularly as a Christian, I remembered God's word. Said, "Step on it," you know. And so it wasn't just the snake I was stepping on. I was fulfilling the prophecy of God about the enemy. But what the Lord God was speaking about was not just the physical snake. He wasn't talking about the physical snake. He was talking about Satan. The authority that we would have to stand to trample on the serpent. You know, we are not cowardly. When you hear about Satan, you don't need to panic. You don't need to fear. You just need to understand that he's an enemy. Is an enemy that's been defeated. Is an enemy that's been cursed by God. Hallelujah. Is an enemy that Jesus defeated him. Hallelujah. He's defeated by Jesus on many occasions. Not just with the word in Luke 4, in Matthew 4, as you heard read. But in other passages, I mentioned one or two of them last Sunday. We're told about how the Lord Jesus defeated him on the cross. Hallelujah. He thought he was getting Jesus when he got him nailed to the cross. But we're told that Jesus made a public example of him.
Amen.
On the cross. He rose from the dead. So he said, "Satan, where is your death? Where is your victory? Where is your sting?" You know, the curse of death is broken.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we are overcomers.
Amen.
This morning. But also, it didn't end there. Do you know in Revelation 20, It is written that one day, again, John saw it that an angel came. You know, this is the Satan that troubles all mankind. And you know the incredible thing? An angel came and bound him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You see the authority of God? We were reading before that everything that was made by God, including the devil.
Yeah.
He's a created being.
Yeah.
And when the command came from the throne, somebody open to Revelation 20, verses 2 to 7. Somebody open to Revelation 20, verses 2 to 7. And let's just read that together. Because it is worth knowing that we're fighting an enemy that has already been defeated.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the pastors that somebody said, when the devil tries to remind me of something, I remind him of his future, isn't it? When he tries to remind me of my past, I remind him of his future. And this is his future. You know, when he's whispering to you, don't you know this gap behind me? Satan, don't you know what's going to happen to you? Revelation 20, verses 2 to 7. Hallelujah. Have you opened to me?
Yeah.
And in verse 1, I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss, and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for a thousand years, he threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the thousand years were ended. Hallelujah. Okay, was let loose again a little bit after the thousand years, but his destiny was still in the same place.
Yes.
You know, the devil is an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But he's a defeated enemy. He's an enemy that knows what his future is.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And because he knows what his future is, he's going to try to cause as much havoc as possible while he's got the time. And guess who the havoc is directed against? Against man.
Yeah.
Against man. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 verse 12. We're reminded that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, powers. You know, our struggle is not against each other. Our struggle is not against people on our street who don't greet us. Brother Joe, your struggle is not against that drunk, that man. You know, it is not against him. You know, there's a greater power that we're dealing with. That guy doesn't even know what's going on in his life.
That's right.
You know, sometimes people do things, they haven't got a clue what's going on.
Right.
Have you ever wondered? I mean, sometimes you listen to the news, and you just think, that cannot be normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that cannot be normal.
Yeah.
Some years ago, around here, these two boys picked up a little boy and killed him.
Yeah.
I tell you, is that normal?
No.
It just can't be normal.
No.
You know, if anybody thinks life is all, and sometimes, you know, in the age we're in now, let me tell you something. In the age we're in, you know, people don't talk about Satan anymore. Everything is explained away.
Yeah.
Everything is explained away. Right. Let me tell you, the devil is real.
Yes.
Right. Satan is real.
Right.
And part of the way he deceives is by making people to think he's not real. And so you start thinking about psychology. You start thinking about mental. Everything is physical. Everything is mental. Everything is scientific.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, there are spirit realms.
Yeah.
And we need to know who our enemy is. Because you see, if you don't believe that there are demonic powers, you cannot believe that there are spiritual powers of good, that there are angelic hosts that are for you. Are you with me?
Yes.
If you don't believe that God, that the devil is a spirit being, it'll be difficult for you to believe that God is spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Our world is not all physical. We need to know who our main enemy is.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. Let's stop fighting. Let's stop looking at everything as physical. Let's twist our mind. Let's open our mind to other things that may be at work in our relationships, in our life, and even in the workplace. All sorts of things happen. And we're going to look at some of the things the enemy does even today. Yes, let's move on. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. Now, do you know that, look, the Bible says in John 10:10 that the devil comes to what? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it. Oh, hallelujah, more abundantly. Have it to the fullest, washed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. That is your tool to overcome. Also, church, let me encourage you. Some of you don't understand the power of testimony. But let me tell you something. Testimony is so powerful, right? Because every time you stand up to testify, you know what he's saying? You're saying God is boss.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're saying the Lord is God. Jehovah is God. Amen. That's why it's good to testify.
Amen.
You're declaring.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So remember that.
Amen.
We need to declare. Yes. So those are two weapons that we use. Sometimes, again, we might be told, oh, well, every time I testify, that then something goes wrong after, say to the devil,
no.
I will still testify.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because nothing will stop me from declaring that the Lord is God.
Amen.
I'm going to finish in a minute. And finally, we need to know that God fights for us.
That's right.
Okay, he fights for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Look, our part in the battle is to believe God,
yeah.
Is to resist.
Yeah.
But the real victory comes from God.
Hallelujah.
I will say, talk very quickly about these two churches, Smyrna. The Smyrna church, it was said of them that they were poor. They were afflicted. Very serious word to the church in Smyrna. It said they were... They lived, it said there were some among them, yes, that's right. It said, but there are some among them that are of the synagogue of Satan. I call them the Satan gang. They slander, they cause trouble. There's a whole history of the church in Smyrna. Smyrna was a part of Asia Minor, okay? It was a prosperous town, so that this letter was written to a church where these things were actually happening, okay? And the church in Smyrna, important city on the western coast of Asia Minor, and you know, it was said that the Lord Jesus was saying to them, I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. You see, overcoming is not about having plenty of money. Are you with me? Yes, it said, I know you're facing those of the synagogue of Satan. It said, some of you are going to face trials. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
It said, you'll face trials. Some of you will be locked up. Wow. Some of you will be locked up. And how did you finish it? Help me out. How do you finish it? He said, some of you will be locked up, but what did he tell them to do?
Be faithful
even to the point of death.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? But surely for them to overcome, those of the synagogue of Satan, God has to protect them from dying. No. No. Their victory is in overcoming even to the point of death. Are you with me?
Yes.
You see, our overcoming Satan is not about having the things we want. It is not even sometimes coming through the afflictions we face. Because that's not the full victory. The full victory is in resisting him, that he does not dislodge us from Father God. Resisting even to the point of death to say yes to the devil's tricks to get us to renounce God. That is victory over death. Are you with me? Do you get it? I hope and I pray that you understand this. Because if we understand it, it'll affect the whole way we pray and we seek God for in challenge, times of challenge. In times of challenge, and you'll see later on in, again, it talked to the church in the Pergamum, the second church, the third church. It said, I know where you live, where Satan has his throne, yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me. Are you with me? That is the victory. You refuse to renounce your faith in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Be careful, folks. In the age we're in now, more than ever before, the enemy is at work. Trying to get even Christians to say no, to renounce their faith. Just for a little favor, just for a little blessing, right. Just for a little money, just for a little this, just for a little that. Yeah. Let me warn you, church of God, stand firm. Amen. Resist the tricks of the enemy. Yeah. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. We must overcome.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And overcoming is about saying no. Even if it means we lose our lives.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful that we read about incredible people that have run this race before us. How they resisted the devil even unto death. The time is fast spent. I'm going to pray. Go on to the next one. What does it all mean? Resisting the enemy. You see, victory is not to surrender to Satan's attacks, even if it means losing our lives as long as we gain eternity. That in the context of fighting the devil, that is what victory means. That is the final victory. May God empower us to resist the devil. May he empower us to stand firm, even to all the challenges and temptations,
yes,
and the afflictions and everything that will come our way. Let us rise. Let us rise. I'm going to ask you, as our heads are bowed, I want you to think, what are the areas that you are facing the attack of the enemy upon your faith, upon the, and you